Hare Krishna. Having concluded this seventh chapter, then the next chapter is called Attaining the Supreme. Arjun begins by asking Krishna a series of questions, and one of those is, how can one attain you at the time of death? There's a lot to be absorbed in this chapter. But Krishna then says, yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam tajantanti kalivaram. And by that, and in this chapter, Krishna also explains that it isn't that all paths lead to the same place. He points out that according to the different spiritual discipline that one undergoes, one will go to an appropriate destination. Krishna also explains that elsewhere, yanti deva pita devam pitin yanti pitin bhutaha. But this is an important thing, because once again here Krishna gives us a certain process. He says, yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam. Now whatever you think about, because ultimately it's thinking, as we're emphasizing, that is the fuel that drives activity, or that determines the quality of an activity. Thinking means our consciousness. So he says, whatever you think about at the time of death, you're asking about what the destination is at the time of death, that's where you're going to go. So Arjun says, how does one attain you? Well, if you think about me at the time of death. Now, it's not just so easy as that. Well, I'll just think about Krishna when it's time to leave this world. But similarly, the other part is that what you think about during this life, that's going to determine what you're thinking about at the time of death. If people, some people are very much attached to their horses, and they're always talking about horses. In fact, one very famous musician, and his wife was departing from this world, he was telling her, now just think about that you're riding on your horse and you're riding off into, what a way to leave this world. But why? Because if during your life this becomes my main meditation, then naturally my consciousness will automatically, especially at the time of death, and for, well, everyone's here been at the dentist chair, and perhaps you've also been in the hospital, you know where your mind automatically goes to at that time. Whatever we're accustomed to thinking about, that's where it's going to go. So Krishna consciousness means, chanting Hare Krishna means that we become accustomed to thinking about Krishna, because yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam tajantanti kalivaram, because at that time, at the time of death, it's not something that's going to happen just automatically. It will happen automatically if that's what we've been doing throughout life. So we're trying to train our minds, because Krishna tvadiya pankaja panjarantam, either we're not able to breathe, or we're in some type of situation of difficulty, we really need to apply ourselves while we're healthy in order to be able to do that when we leave this world. And when we do, then we'll go back to Krishna. And although it's not stated in the Bhagavad Gita, but it is stated elsewhere in Shastra. And what happens if your physical condition is such that you can't think about Krishna? Because you've tried thinking about Krishna all throughout life, Krishna will think about you. And he will enter into your consciousness and will forcibly manifest in your consciousness, and therefore we will attain Krishna. So that is how we attain the Supreme. Hare Krishna.